Hey, it's Barb, and I was thinking about this challenge of nerves, and it's a tough one. And if you're thinking that you're the only one, believe me, you're not. It's a challenge that most of us have. And I was thinking about it in the context of our horses, too. You know, they get nervous also. And I thought it would be fun to see the similarities and the differences between our horses' nerves and ours. And I have a solution for you that works for both of you. And I also want to comment about who's ultimately in charge of getting the whole situation back in the calmness column. Okay, so imagine you're at a show or a clinic or someplace away from home. You pull up to feed and your horse is pacing about in a stall. He is some kind of worked up. And he nickers with his head up. And when he sees you, he feels comforted. And the hay and grain take his mind off of whatever was bugging him too. Okay, now fast forward to saddling time. He's still fidgety and super distracted. He's kind of a pain in the rear to saddle, really. Okay, now you're in the warm-up arena and he is looking around like crazy. It feels like his feet are 3 feet off the ground. So you get the picture. And on top of that, you were pretty nervous and excited to begin with just being there. So now both of you are in the same boat. Somehow that doesn't feel like the ideal situation. So now I want to step back for a moment and talk about the reasons why horses get nervous and the reasons why people get nervous. You see, horses typically fret about something that scared them in the recent past, like a loud bang that seemed to come out of nowhere. Or they fret about the present, like being separated from their buddy, or, you know, flags blowing in the arena, or the wind. Obviously, those are just a few possible reasons they get all worked up. So their anxiety is about a not-too-distant past or the present. By contrast, we humans get nervous because of our thoughts about the future. Will I ride well? Is my horse good enough to be here? Am I good enough to be here? What if I make a fool of myself? I don't feel ready. And what if I forget the pattern? What does that person think of me? So the horse's anxiety is typically about something in the present. The rider's nerves are about the future and thinking about poor outcomes, things not working out. So I have a solution for both you and your horse. Bring your attention and your horse's attention back to the present moment in ways that consciously relax both of you. And here's the key. It begins with us, the rider, because we have to be in a calm state to bring our horse back to that place. We are the leader. Without our calm and clear guidance, our horse has no way to bring his focus back. Plus, if we don't get grounded, we'll only escalate our horse's anxiety, and that's no good. So how do you bring your attention and your horse's attention back to the moment in a way that relaxes both of you? Now, first of all, I think it's a great idea to have a planned and practiced way to do this at home that you both know so that when you get to your event, you have a game plan for how you'll handle it if either you get nervous or your horse gets nervous or both of you are nervous. It's not that you're sure you'll be nervous or your horse is going to lose it, but just in case, you've got it covered and practiced. Some ideas for you would be rhythmic breathing and a planned repetitive script that you say to yourself, like, stay cool, Barb, stay cool. Stay cool, Barb, stay cool. As I breathe, so notice that both the breathing and the speaking to myself were in a rhythm. And what would a plan for the horse look like? Well, of course, that depends, but walking in small circles with flexing or some kind of a rhythmic exercise, like alternating changes in speeds of gaits, are just a couple of ideas. Of course, in this podcast, I'm just brushing over the top of the surface of ideas. But a key takeaway is for you to practice relaxation exercises for both you and your horse at home, so you can use them in situations away from home. And the most important idea of all is for you to practice ways to calm yourself that really work because your horse needs you. So that's what I have for you today. Let me know what you think in the comments. So that's it for now. Know you're the best. And don't forget to leave a comment. I love reading them. Take care. Bye-bye for now.